I'm Zach Peterson of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and I'm sitting with RFE's Radio Michelle senior editor, Daoud Khatak. We're talking about dangers to journalists in Pakistan and what journalists working specifically in northwest Pakistan can do to protect themselves. The impetus for this comes from the recent targeted killing of VOA stringer Mukarram Khan, a brutal killing. So I wanted to talk to Daoud about, Daoud, can you tell us about the nature of threats to journalists, specifically in the tribal regions where Radio Michelle broadcasts, how they're delivered, who delivers them, and what do they want?
Thank you, Zach. Well, the killing of Mukarram Khan is really a tragic one, and as you said, the tribal journalists are really working in different situations and different conditions in the tribal areas. They are faced with, and not only the tribal areas, but also parts of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and we can also say the rest of Pakistan. If you look at the figures in the past few years, so it's mounting with each passing year, and it's also really very much tragic, and it's dangerous. As far as the tribal areas and the tribal journalists are concerned, they are faced with difficult situation in a sense that there are several warring sides, the Pakistani security agencies, the Taliban, the other militant organizations like the sectarian groups, and alongside several kind of mafias like the smuggler mafia, like the land mafia. So in all these conditions, the tribal journalists have to, they are trying to be very much careful. And all these groups and these people are posing a kind of threats to the lives of those journalists who are working in the tribal areas. And as for their needs, so obviously they will definitely need to have some kind of capacity building so that they can keep them safe editorially and physically.
Radio Michelle journalists have been threatened in the past. How are these threats delivered? In person, phone calls, SMS, everything? Is there kind of a specific medium that people use to threaten journalists at?
These threats are mostly coming in the shape of telephone calls and also sometimes text messages. And sometimes they are also getting some kind of threats from through their colleagues. Colleagues are telling each other that, well, I heard them saying this and that about your organization or about you.
Are there demands or are they just threats? Are they saying, you're a journalist, we want to kill you? Or are they saying, give us something and we won't kill you?
Well, we cannot say that they are just after journalists, not mentioning any reasons. Whenever there is some threat, it is it has its base in some kind of demand from the journalist. Either they want them to cover them, to give them more coverage, or to not to give coverage to their opponents, or to present their viewpoints. So these threats are coming in that shape. Just like in case of Mukarram Khan, who was killed a few days before. So they are claiming that Mukarram Khan was not doing what they were telling him, that how to cover the events.
And you said there needs to be more capacity building in for journalists there.
I'm not sure that even if they are taking precautionary measures in their editorial, like editorially, and they will be safe, I cannot say that for sure. But at least some percentage of surety will be there if they are trained editorially and if they are told that how to keep themselves safe. Although many of the journalists are have imposed, there are some self-imposed restraint on themselves and they are not reporting. I have seen it myself in those areas.
Okay, thank you. So today at 2 Eastern, today is Friday, January 20th, 2 Eastern on the Committee to Protect Journalists Facebook page, Daoud will be joining their Asia desk for a live chat about just this topic. Thank you.